producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is going to be a particularly jam-packed worldwide broadcast. Our reporters are going to join us in 30 minutes live from New York City on the eve of the anniversary of the September 11th attacks. But first, here's a report filed by Leanne McAdoo that's shocking.
Leanne McAdoo reporting for InfoWars.com. I am standing in Times Square, New York City, which is apparently the number one terror target, according to the online ISIS Jihadi magazine. Now, they've listed a number of target threats across the United States as well as the globe. Don't forget, we've got 11 missing planes. They could do any number of things with that, but this is apparently the epicenter of what is going to be the new war on terror. Obama is set to announce that it's no longer Al-Qaeda that we need to worry about. Now it is ISIS, the West's latest creation. They are going to use to front their global war on terror. Now we're going to be reporting live as well as you streaming here the next 2 days, coming up on the 13th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Now, this year's ceremony is going to be a little bit different because the mayor's office and Mayor Bill de Blasio at City Hall, they're not going to be in charge of this ceremony. Guess who is? Now, former Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his top aides have been in control of this ceremony for the last 13 years, ever since terrorists toppled the two towers all those years ago. Well, just before he left office, he made sure to relinquish the control of this ceremony over to the 9/11 Memorial Museum and World Trade Center Foundation, of which he is the chairman. Now, we all know about Bloomberg. He is the ultimate nanny. He wants to control the size of soda that people here in New York can drink. He wants to control how the people of New York City can exercise their Second Amendment. So, of course, he wants to make sure that he can continue exercising control over the official narrative surrounding 9/11. Now, one of the ways he's going to do that is by controlling who has access to the plaza. This year, it's going to be closed off to the public. The only people who will be invited in are family members of the victims of 9/11, as well as politicians who've been invited in years past. That's it. Not on the invite list, once again this year, and it's a source of protests, basically, are the first responders. The first responders are not invited. Shouldn't this be a ceremony to not only remember the fallen of 9/11, but also those who risked their lives as first responders who were able to save so many more lives because of them putting themselves in line? These people are not invited. Is that because Bloomberg is concerned that they're going to cause a ruckus, saying, well, what about all those explosions that we heard there on 9/11? It wasn't just the two planes hitting the towers, but all those anomalies surrounding the boom, 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 as the firefighters described it. But also, could they be there to just draw attention to the fact that the health care that they had to fight for more than a decade to receive is about to run out? That's right. They were just granted this health care in 2010. It's about to run out 2014, 2015. Obviously, these are very hotly contested issues here. Just along, like, issues like the border, which, as we have shown you many times, is wide open. Joe Biggs dressed up as an ISIS jihadist, bringing a head with him across the border. It's wide open. We are vulnerable to a terror attack. These are the things that they do not want you to see. These are the things that they want to control. This is the message they don't want to get out. They want you to see what they want you to see. But that is not what we are going to bring you here at InfoWars.com. We are going to bring you what they don't want to show you behind the scenes. Hopefully we're going to be speaking with some of those first responders, getting their take, seeing how they feel about being forced outside outside of the plaza. They risked their lives that day.
All right, that's a report from Times Square last night. The full report will go up on Infowars.com in the next hour or so. They'll be joining us live in 30 minutes.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look in the mirror,
different large sections of the Bill of Rights are being incinerated in front of us since the supposed terrorist attacks of 13 years ago. Tomorrow, our reporters are on the ground in New York City, Joe Biggs and Leanne McAdoo. They'll be joining us live from near Ground Zero, that is now a shrine to the end of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and a shrine to NSA surveillance against the American people and persecution of free speech. They will be there reporting today and tomorrow. Dr. Ed Group, one of your favorite guests, one of my favorites, will be in studio to talk about this whole vaccine controversy and how it's affecting the intestines, not just the brains of so many children, and more FDA, CDC whistleblowers going public. There's two of them right now in just the last month saying, no, they were basically involved in a cover-up of autism in the fake studies they put out, saying that mercury was good for children's brains. Close quote. I'm not joking, but that's what they say. And then Colonel Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, who ran Operation Stratus Ivy, the Army Special Warfare operation to try to kill Osama bin Laden, and who was ordered not to kill him two separate times. He can give us the real inside scoop on Benghazi and so much more, and on what's happening with ISIS. He was with us the week of Benghazi. And I almost don't even want to talk about him coming on the show, because then they call him and tell him not to, and he gets threatened, and a bunch of other stuff happens. But you remember what he said here, and we've re-aired it. He said it was a hit to take out Ambassador Stevens so the heat-seeking missiles, the MPADs, could be transferred to Al-Qaeda. You now know them as ISIS. Now top generals have said that on Fox News and CNN. It's been in the Associated Press. We told you years ago, it's now confirmed. It was confirmed when we told you. I have a whole bunch of CIA sources, as you know. Some of them have been on air by name, Tosh Plumlee and others. I have Army sources, Navy sources, Marine Corps sources, Secret Service sources, FBI sources. And I don't get my info digitally. That's how we understand what's going on. Plus, I have looked at the situations unfolding for so long, you can just see the propaganda they're putting out. You can see the different geopolitical puzzle pieces. You know the program. So much of what's going on is written about by David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger. I mean, I read their books. Wesley Clark went into a classified briefing after he'd already left the Pentagon. He'd been the head of NATO and other things, so they let him in. We played the clip. He gave two different speeches in 2007 where he was called into the Pentagon, and they were saying, what do you think of this plan, General? It was a former general that was under him. And they said, we're going to destabilize and overthrow seven countries. And they went by list how they were going to do it. And, of course, the plan was later to re-energize Al-Qaeda, to let them run wild. Not that they work for the West and follow every order. They just are very predictable. You give them a bunch of weapons, you open the door for them, you let them recruit in England and Europe, you let them fly back and forth. That's all in the news. They let them just fly around, do whatever they want. Now, over here, the FBI will bust some of them, and some of them are getting stopped because there's, you know, one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing, and it's so compartmentalized at the top running these units, shepherding these units, protecting these units, turning these units loose. It's kind of like putting rattlesnakes in somebody's sleeping bag. You don't really run the rattlesnakes. You just dump them in the sleeping bag. Or it's like putting a box of Black Widows in somebody's bed. You don't really run the Black Widows. They don't take orders, but you got them. You took them in a box and dumped them in the bed. That's basically what's going on here. People go, well, wait a minute. You're saying our government runs Al-Qaeda. No. What I've always said is they're protecting them. They're giving them weapons. They're opening doors for them. And then our military has to go fight them. And it's a real war. But the troops are dead and dying so they can have no-bid weapons contracts and destabilize the planet. I was on the elliptical this morning watching Fox News with the audio off, reading the teleprompter text up there. It's funny. Whatever their teleprompter's telling them is back on the screen in the closed captioning. So it's like a two-way mirror as I'm reading the teleprompter that they're reading. And it was the text, and we're going to find the clip and play it later, of Bush in multiple press conferences saying, we've got to stay in Iraq in 2007 because if we don't, Al-Qaeda will take over and use it as a base of operations.
I know some in Washington would like us to start leaving Iraq now. To begin withdrawing before our commanders tell us we're ready would be dangerous for Iraq, for the region, and for the United States. It would mean surrendering the future of Iraq to Al-Qaeda.
Hit pause. It would mean surrendering the future of Al-Qaeda. And that's true. Because, you see, it's like coloring by numbers. They know Saudi Arabia hates Iraq. We attacked Iraq for Saudi Arabia, basically. That was one of the largest reasons. They hated Saddam Hussein. who, again, I'm not lionizing, but compared to the Saudis, Saddam, Assad, Gaddafi are a much better brand than Al-Qaeda. And so if you don't keep control and have a Ba'athist, you know, group that's been kicked out, so you put Shiites basically in a coalition government, if you don't do that, the Sunnis are going to come take over, which is actually a true statement. But here's the problem, George W. Bush. Going and removing Saddam began the destabilization to begin with, and you blamed him for 9/11 when everybody knows, bare minimum, Saudi Arabia was caught with their hand in the cookie jar up to their eyeballs with 15 of the 19 supposed hijackers and financing them. Now, there was a whole other operation going on top of it. We know there were bombs in the buildings. We don't know what really happened. We just know the official story is a fraud. In so many criminal investigations, you don't know who did it. But if you pull up to a scene and there's a dead scientist and his wrists are slit, but there's no blood, you know they didn't die from slitting their wrists, like Dr. David Kelly. You got killed some other way, and it's now come out he was murdered by the government, basically, in England for saying there were no WMDs in Iraq. So see, it's the same deal. Do we know exactly who killed Dr. David Kelly? No, we didn't know for the first decade. We just know he'd been murdered, and they'd slit his wrist to make it look like he died from slitting his own wrist. But if you find me dead, and my wrists are slit, and there's no blood, that means I was taken there, and I was already dead. It's the same thing on 9/11. You got cops going, they tell us they're blowing up Building 7, get back, we have the video, we're going to play it tomorrow. It's on CNN. They announced the building had fallen, Building 7, before it fell. BBC later admitted they were told it was going to be blown up. I heard and saw on television, but heard on CBS radio, back when they had CBS radio in 2001, they were going to blow up the Solomon Brothers building, known as Building 7. So, again, I don't know exactly what happened. I just have spoken to the police officers that are on that video on CNN saying, get back. And they said, well, the Red Cross came and warned us they were going to blow it up and that they had a countdown. And I heard the countdown. Two police officers told me, who were on the video, heard the countdown to 10. So that's why they start running and saying, get back. They're going to bring it down. It's going to blow up, because they heard the countdown. Now, the media spun it that I was saying the cops had blown it up. I never said that. The cops got a 10-second warning to get back. And you see them running, get back, get back. Boom, it blows up. Do I know what happened? No. Are we being lied to? Yes. But they've got this clip of Bush that they're playing all over the news. Oh, this vindicates the whole war. Use some logic here. Going and kicking out Saddam Hussein, who had been in the Stone Age since 1991 with his whole infrastructure bombed, not a threat to anybody in the region. You take him out, it strengthens Iran, it strengthens Saudi Arabia, it strengthens all the other regimes to come in and take over. Oh, and then you got to go back in again to clean them out. And it's an endless war, this endless money pit. What, $5 trillion was the number I saw a few years ago that's been spent in Iraq since 2003? $5 trillion. For blaming them for 9/11. When the Saudi Arabians are clearly involved. Let's go back to the clip here. On the eve of Obama announcing bigger operations against ISIS. Don't believe that for a minute. That's coming up tonight. He runs them. He gave them the missiles. This is ridiculous. Let's go back to President Bush in July of 2007. Here it is.
And that we'd be risking mass killings on a horrific scale. It would mean we allow the terrorists to establish a safe haven in Iraq to replace the one they lost in Afghanistan. It would mean be increasing the probability that American troops would have to return at some later date to confront an enemy that is even more dangerous.
Well, that's absolutely true, Bush, except our government in the last 4 years under Obama gave the weapons, the protection in Syria, let them get a safe haven, then they ran back across, and then Obama stood down when dozens and dozens of huge convoys of hundreds of trucks and armored vehicles drove in, as if they didn't have drones and satellites tracking them, as if they couldn't have had jets come in and drop JDAMs on them all day and killed every stinking one of them, as if they couldn't have had anti-tank aircraft go in there and rake them with their Vulcan guns. No, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are destabilizing the whole world, and that's why I say the Al-Qaeda threat is real. ISIS is real, folks. They may let them come here and attack us to take our liberties. So the war on terror is a fraud. I've always said that. But the terror threat is real, and I'll explain why on the other side. Stay with us.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gambler understands. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, so Obama is set to announce, reportedly, tougher airstrikes on ISIS tonight. That's happening for a lot of different reasons, mainly because Congress, the public, Senator Paul and others last year, Senator Cruz, InfoWars, led the charge on this. pointed out that ISIS, Al-Qaeda, that whole group of jihadis are being funded by Saudi Arabia and NATO and Turkey and our government, and Israel's even aiding them in the north of Israel. That has all come out even in the Jerusalem Post. So the West has sickeningly, from France right through to Israel, from the United States right through to Germany, has backed Saudi Arabian and Qatari scum. I'm not calling Saudi Arabians and people from Qatar scum. I'm saying the Al-Qaeda is scum. And these groups are always trying to overthrow their own governments, too. So, see, they're exporting their troublemakers to all these jihadi operations. And Al-Qaeda, it's come out, is so Western-run, with Zawahiri and the rest of it, that they're not cool anymore. So that's why they're trying to claim this split where, you know, well, Al-Qaeda was in charge of ISIS, but now they're not, and now they don't like each other. And that's all to confuse the public that we, our government, gave a bunch of weapons in Syria, in Libya, a bunch of other places, to Al-Qaeda to make those countries be failed states and then say, oh my gosh, we've got to invade Libya. We've got to have French airstrikes in Libya because Al-Qaeda's there. Our governments collectively put them there. That's the big enchilada. That's the 20 trillion pound elephant in the room. That's the dead dog, you know, under the floorboards that's stinking the house up. This is the issue. And if the governments of the world can get away with this, they can pretty much say 2 plus 2 equals 100. Now, why am I saying Islamic State's a real threat? It's just like a box of black widows dumped in your neighbor's bed. The black widows don't work for you, per se, but you bred them, fed them, got them ready, and went and dumped them in the bed. Why are you dumping them in the bed? To basically run your neighbor out of the house. And then you're offering an extermination service, basically. It's so that they have to come to you for protection. Hey, pay me protection or somebody's going to burn down your grocery store, Cicero 1910, New York City, Italian Mafia, La Cosa Nostra. It's the same deal. You better buy insurance from Homeland Security. You better give up your liberty and let the NSA run your life. You better have black uniformed police on the street corner and big black armored vehicles or the terrorists are going to get you. We better not let journalists videotape police or the terrorists are going to get you. Well, here's the deal. The police state isn't in the interest of the police, of school teachers, of auto mechanics, of oil men. I don't care who you are. In the end, an authoritarian state is not good for the culture. But there are always psychopathic control freaks that gravitate towards positions of power in government and the corporate structure. There's a new study out on it today. And they're dominating those hierarchical systems, and they just have a twisted vision of the world. Now, I told you, we're seeing ISIS stuff pop up at the White House, at Ferguson, Missouri. We are getting chatter from Facebook and Twitter from real groups we've known about for years that are promoting ISIS. Government-connected, Cass Sunstein-type cognitive infiltration groups, COINTELPRO 2.0. I'm seeing real street cred with the trendies and with the liberals and people who just want to be shocking and into something dark promoting ISIS. And I'm seeing demonstrations in Austin, I sat there with binoculars, I got to be honest, downtown at a friend's house and watched some of this go on just a few weeks ago. Almost called the police with what I saw going on. But it was probably provocative action, so I just stayed out of it. There's a lot of chatter, a lot of stuff going on, and we have sources inside that are saying all the other stuff was fake. We're being told get ready for something real. If we expose it, they may back off. But Voice of America has come out and said ISIS militants use Jihad Cool to recruit globally. Islamic State extremist group has a phenomenal virtual capacity through social media, and they either get dirt poor goat farmers from the Middle East that can't even hardly tie their shoelaces to go be jihadis, or they get rich trendies and other people from the West to go join them. And here's the big issue, what you're not being told by Voice of America, but that you can see in mainstream news. The British and European governments are letting their jihadis fly back and forth. They're letting them operate. They're letting them recruit. They're letting them garner money to create the clash of civilizations so that when they do end up attacking, guess who's going to lose their rights? Who do they tell you the last 5 years is number one terror threat? Not Muslim extremists, gun owners, veterans, the Tea Party. It's going to be used against the very good old boys that are going to back the strike.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning. Amarillo's on my mind.
Al Gore said that by the summer of 2013 that the Arctic ice cap would be completely melted and that the southern ice cap, the Antarctic, would be almost completely gone. He's on record. He also said that hurricanes would be twice as bad as they currently are, and or at that time when he said it a decade ago. And he also went on to basically say that the temperature would be 3 degrees hotter. Well, it is being reported today by Bloomberg.com, linked at the top story on DrudgeReport.com, that there have been no named storms for the first time since 1992, and hurricane overall levels in the Atlantic and the Caribbean are at the lowest level ever recorded. That's a little separate factoid. Tornadoes are at the lowest level they've been since 1960. You have to remember, they didn't have Doppler then. blanketing the country. So it's probably the lowest it's ever been since any recordings have been made, because now they have basically the whole country covered with Doppler. They know every time a tornado forms or sets down. The whole country's covered. Let's talk about areas of Alaska. The whole continental U.S. is covered by Doppler radar systems. And it is the lowest level since 1960. That's USA Today. Lowest tornadoes, lowest hurricanes, and the ice cap got 43% bigger in the north and also 20+% bigger in the south. I'm going to say that again. 43% bigger. Polar bear numbers are five times what they were in the 1954 survey. Look it up. Just take anything I say, type it into a search engine, mainstream news. People say, well, I thought mainstream news lies. No, most of the time mainstream news gets it right. It's when there's some big official story being pushed by government that you can bet your bottom dollar. You can bet your bottom dollar that it's a bunch of baloney. Remember this time last year, Secretary of State Kerry was on TV saying, we have got to strike Syria right now, or they're going to attack Europe or the United States. It's imminent. Lindsey Graham said nukes could go off on the West Coast in New York or in the Carolinas or in Georgia. Remember, CBS News, we did reports on it. If we didn't attack Syria right now, when Assad had done nothing and was battling al-Qaeda, the main force, now known as ISIS, for 3 years at that time. It's now 4 years. Now they're saying NATO needs to go into Libya because ISIS, al-Qaeda, is running around slaughtering everybody and taking over the central government. It's incredible. It is unbelievable. And you've got Republicans and Democrats sitting there blaming each other. Well, Bush was right to go into Iraq, and Obama was wrong to pull the troops out, and that's why it's all falling apart now. That's not even the issue. In my view, why did Obama and NATO allow al-Qaeda in Iraq to operate in western Iraq and in eastern Syria until they now have engulfed the whole region and are attacking in central Africa, north Africa, western Africa? They're popping up in Asia. They're popping up in India attacking people. These are real jihadis, folks, that have been green-lighted to cause a global crisis. And the reason I'm harping on it is that if we don't get public awareness about this going, the globalists are going to open the doors for these people to attack. I'm pointing out that they turned them loose so that if any black widows bite us in our beds at night, we know who let the black widows loose. You understand that? Because our government and NATO, the people running our government, these criminals, are turning al-Qaeda loose all over the world. But then separately, Obama says we didn't build our business and that raising the debt doesn't raise the debt, and Obamacare cut your rates even though it doubled them on average, on and on and on. Even NBC News admitted yesterday that it's doubling rates and wrecking all these small businesses. That was in the headline. Obamacare costs big bucks and destroys jobs. That's what it was written to do. And guess what? There's death panels. Well, now Obama has come out. Remember, I'm going to pull the troops out of Iraq. I'm going to pull the troops out of Iraq. I'm going to finish what we need to do in Afghanistan. Our troops will all be out of Iraq the first year I'm in office. Now he's saying he never said that. So regardless of what you think about the debate about should we have been in Iraq or not been in Iraq, regardless, Obama ran on pulling the troops out of Iraq, and that's how dumb they think we are to get on the news now. It'd be like if George Herbert Walker Bush said, I never said, read my lips, no new taxes. No, he said, I'm sorry I'm breaking my pledge, but I have to do this, and he got voted out of office over it. Now, they just say, I never said that you could keep your doctor. Well, yes, you did over 100 times. I never said I wouldn't come after any of your guns. Yes, you did over 100 times, you and that freak, Joe Biden. We're going to go to our reporters on the ground in Times Square tomorrow. They'll be near Ground Zero covering the fact that Bloomberg's anti-gun foundation basically runs the New York event. There's so many angles they're going to be covering. And they also say New York's the big terror attack if they're going to let ISIS into attack. I don't know. The government's saying imminent will happen on or before 9/11. I'm not saying that. I hope that's not the case. But I want to play a clip of Obama saying over the years that he wanted to get us out of Iraq and would. Now he's saying, I don't know what you're talking about. Here it is.
For the first time in 9 years.
That's 2012.
There are no Americans fighting in Iraq. 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq. We did. 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq. I did. You know, 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq, and I did. I told you we'd end the war in Iraq. We did. I said we'd end the Iraq war. We did. I told you I'd end the war in Iraq, and we did. I ended the war in Iraq as I promised. In 2008, I promised we'd end the war in Iraq. We've ended it. I was able to keep my promise and end the war in Iraq. In 2008, I promised we would end the war in Iraq, and we've ended it. The war in Iraq is over. The war in Iraq is over from ending the war in Iraq. That's why I ended the war in Iraq. For the first time in 9 years, there are no Americans fighting in Iraq.
President, do you have any second thoughts about pulling all ground troops out of Iraq?
You know, what I just find interesting is the degree to which this issue keeps on coming up.
This is 2 days ago.
As if this was my decision.
There you go. The Washington Free Beacon compiled that. Think about that. And then he basically goes on to say that he didn't pull them out. They are practicing lies out in the open to confuse everybody. I want to get a breakdown in the last 24 hours since our reporters have been in the on the ground at Ground Zero in New York City of the worst terrorist attack in world history by a non-state group, supposedly Al-Qaeda. Of course, we know that official story is not true, but it was used to take our liberties. But you're somebody that joined the military because your dad had been, I guess, a Marine and a family history. But you joined, Joe, you told me, to go fight Al-Qaeda because you were angry about 9/11, and you fought multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, were highly decorated. What is it like for you now to see all of this unfolding and to know our government funded them, gave them a base again, and now our troops, undoubtedly, folks, airstrikes are not going to take out this ISIS force, the most well-funded terror group ever. How did Al-Qaeda go from being gone to being renamed and having billions of dollars and 200,000 troops? Joe Biggs.
Joe Biggs here, Infowars.com, New York City's Times Square. It's like falling in love with the most beautiful woman in the world and then being betrayed by that woman. You know, I joined the military for a reason, because I saw the actions that happened on 9/11. You know, I think like a lot of young men and women did, they were angered by that without a lot of information, decided to go out, and we went based off the propaganda we saw, and we went straight to our recruiters and said, hey, I want to be a part of fixing this problem. I don't want to just sit around and be lazy. And once I got there and I started seeing the lies unfold, it was the biggest betrayal of my life. You know, every time I come back here, it's a little bit easier for me today because I'm in Times Square, but I'll tell you, when I get closer to Ground Zero, that's when I get choked up and I can hardly breathe. I really get weak in the knees, you know, because so many people lost their lives for a lie, for no reason. And then the wars we started after that fact, the people who died on both sides for lies, for money, for these elite, it just makes me sick in my stomach.
In your gut and studying 9/11 13 years later, what do you think really happened on 9/11? I mean, we know the official story is a fairy tale. But we know Al-Qaeda and these other groups are real, but we know they're being openly funded. I just can't believe they're getting away with it. I mean, the bare minimum, our government is funding and letting these people attack us.
Yeah, it's disgusting to see. I mean, you got to think about this. How many coincidences could happen in one day and still people, they believe that? You know, how does a building right down the street from the towers fall at free fall speed? You know, Building 7, that's mind-blowing. If that doesn't make you think about the situation, I don't know what else does. A plane hitting the Pentagon without leaving any kind of wing marks, any kind of engine parts on the ground, just something that disintegrated into nothingness? I mean, it's a joke. It's a complete and total joke. All you have to do is go back, watch the videos, look at the news clips of them looking over the ground. Any plane crash you've ever seen in history, there's chunks of an engine, things like that. And every time that we've had one on, or the crashes that day, were all just disintegrated nothingness. I mean, that's all you have to do is look at that. You don't need to be any kind of expert at anything to know just to look at the ground. Go back and look at other plane crashes that have happened.
Joe Biggs reporting from New York City in Times Square right now. I know you've got a bunch of stories. You're working on a lot of different angles. Tell folks some of the reports that are going to be coming up to Infowars.com and tomorrow when we have a live coverage of the memorial.
Well, yeah, we're going to do some man on the streets. I personally want to get out and speak to a lot of the people, ask them if they think that the 13th anniversary of 9/11 will usher in a new decade of terror with this ISIS group. You know, I want to find out if people are really disturbed as I am that there are 28 classified files still missing from the 9/11 report. You know, Ron Paul is starting this offensive, basically, with social media. He wants people to put videos up saying, hey, we demand to have these 28 pages declassified. What are you hiding? You know, and based off some of the stuff, some of the people he's talked to, he knows that, well, he believes that, you know, President Bush had prior knowledge of the 9/11 attacks based off that. So I want to ask a lot of people how they feel about that as well. Also, if they think the ISIS terror threat is something that they're really worried about here in New York City, I'm very curious as to the, I don't know, the mood, I would say, of the people who lived here, went through the first 9/11, and if they think something like that is something that could actually happen again here.
Joe, I want to expand on that point that you just brought up. We're not the ones that two Fridays ago put out the report saying that the government believes that an attack is imminent and will happen on or before 9/11. That was out of Homeland Security and the Border Patrol. We sent you down there to the border to cover it, to try to draw attention to it. And you know, I hope there's no attack today or tomorrow. I'm trying to stop an attack because I don't want people to lose their lives, but even bigger, for all of us to collectively lose the engine of freedom, liberty. And so that's why we're trying to draw attention to this. Clearly, Al-Qaeda, as it's operated, has been a cutout group pretty much run by Western intelligence. This new ISIS group is a gigantic Saudi Arabian-run, protected group, but it's clearly not being commanded by anybody, and it's just been turned loose to run crazy. But it's allowed to operate on Western social media and allowed to fly back and forth into England and Europe. That's the big tell, that this is a Western-backed jihadi group. Do you think the establishment can get away, Joe, with creating a group like this and turning it loose?
Well, of course. And, you know, like we said, we fund them. We back them. They are now the, you know, most well-funded terrorist organization in the world. You know, the fact that the CIA is giving them this money, I mean, quite honestly, do I think that a plane is going to fly into something? Honestly, no. I think they're going to use them, fly them in here, and then drop them off. I think that's a better chance. I mean, if we're funding them, we're not just going to have them fly into our airspace. Why just go ahead and bring them in on a American airline, something like that, drop them off, let them meet up with some of their little sleeper cell things? It's a very plausible thing that could happen. You know, I don't foresee another exact 9/11 happen, but I see something on the ground. I think that would be more of a different way that they would do it this time.
Well, here's the deal. When a bunch of Al-Qaeda people or ISIS people go into school and kill 150 little kids, I'm not turning my guns in because the government opened the border up and gave them weapons and let them come here. And I'm going to be demanding, and everybody else should be, that the government people involved letting this happen, that they hang after a trial right next to the Al-Qaeda people. I've had enough of a bunch of crazy jihadi scumbags being turned loose all over the world to destroy Libya, destroy Syria, attack Europe. What do you say, Joe Biggs?
Oh, I'm completely sick of it. It's ridiculous. And like you said, all they want to do is use this. The elite, they love to have wars. They want wars. They make money off of it. This is their new tool. ISIS is their Frankenstein, like I said last week when we were in El Paso. That's the Obama administration's monster that they created. They want them to run around and put fear in the eyes of the American people. So they feel like, oh, I need you more. I need you more, Obama. I need you. Take my liberties away. I need police. I need MRAPs up and down the road.
That's it.
You guys can have all the guns. Take my guns. I don't need them.
Well, Joe, I know you're going to be doing some live streams. We'll have them linked up on Infowars.com. We're going to come back and talk to Leanne McAdoo for the next two segments ahead of Dr. Group joining us in the studio. But if you've got more to report coming up in about an hour and a half, before Schaefer joins us, Schaefer's on at 1:30 Central today, Colonel Schaefer, with a lot of key intel. We'll be talking to you at 1 o'clock today if you've got more. If not, we'll watch for those reports on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. Thank you, Joe Biggs.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to come back and get Leanne McAdoo's take and some of the stories she's working on for InfoWars Nightly News and the syndicated radio show. This is mainly a radio show, but we simulcast television. And, of course, we have the Nightly News at night. When you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member for $5.95 a month, that's what funds this operation. That's how we pay for the reporters and the video editors and the investigative journalists and the fact checkers and all the rest of it. And that's how we're building a true 21st century media operation. So become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Each membership for $5.95 is really 11 memberships. If you have a membership, share it with friends and family. 11 people can tune in day or night simultaneously. Everyone can tune into the free radio show online, the free podcast, and the free video feed of the daytime radio show at Infowars.com/show. But when you subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv, you get the films in HD, the nightly news when it first airs, the archives, almost 20 years of material. The site's been up for, I don't know, 12, 13 years. I forget. The point, PrisonPlanet.tv, our own home, our own operation base, so they can't censor us as easily. All our great reporters like Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, John Bound, Darren McBreen, and so many others, and all of our writers, the synergy, the fusion. You've made it all possible. Double down. Continue those memberships or get a membership today. PrisonPlanet.tv.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Living on the road, my
I was listening to this song this morning on the elliptical. I think that section that Merle Haggard sings is one of the most beautiful pieces of country music I've ever heard. Honcho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too.
Her favorite one, it's me.
Of course, good old Willie Nelson.
And to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream.
All right, Leanne McAdoo joins us from the ground there in New York City in Times Square. Leanne's got a bunch of special reports coming up on the nightly news tonight and live with us tomorrow covering the 13th anniversary of what has become a national holiday of fear-mongering and attacking basic liberty. And here we are 13 years later, total NSA spying, wide-open borders, checkpoints internally, TSA groping everyone, and our government giving Stinger missiles to al-Qaeda. We now know the war on terror is confirmed, a total fraud, and an attack on our freedoms. Leanne McAdoo.
That's right, Alex. Leanne McAdoo for Infowars.com. I'm standing here in Times Square in New York City. This is apparently the number one terror target, according to the glossy online ISIS jihadi recruitment magazine. I was absolutely shocked, Alex, to find out that the mayor does not have security clearance to classified information. Just one day before the 13th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, that this city right here has a terror threat on it, heightened alert, and the mayor doesn't even have access to classified information that could protect this town.
No, and the mayor doesn't have access to 15,000 Stinger missiles, but al-Qaeda does because our government gave it to him. But that's a non-issue.
Yeah, absolutely. He also doesn't have the ability to even control the ceremony tomorrow. Former mayor Michael Bloomberg decided that he was going to go ahead and keep on having control over the official narrative of 9/11. That includes not inviting the first responders. They're going to be locked outside the gates. So
that's right. They're not even allowed in. Not just the families, the actual first responders, because they keep complaining that they were never given health care. No, it's all about a gun grabber and the Bloomberg Foundation running it and collecting money. We know United Way and others, Leanne, got caught on 9/11, along with the Red Cross, collecting billions and giving part of it to gun control groups. How
right.
much you want to bet? I know you're investigating that and looking into, is Bloomberg skimming money out of the 9/11 fund to give it to his little vicious scumbag friends across the country?
Absolutely. I mean, of course, why wouldn't he? He can easily siphon off that money to further his own agenda. We all know that that's what he is very good at, pushing his agendas, his stupid soda ban. I mean, really. So, of course, he's going to siphon off money to further his agenda. And that's the thing that's really frightening. If this Memorial Museum 10, 20, 30 years down the line continues to just push that official narrative, kids growing up, I mean, you can barely convince them that 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 5. Now they're going to just be going to this museum and continue to regurgitate this false narrative surrounding 9/11. We can thank Michael Bloomberg and the rest of the globalists for that.
Now, I know that the city's also been trying to ban cartoon characters out there on the street. But I do see Mickey Mouse is behind you and also Elmo. Mm-hmm. So,
they're all around here. David Knight did a really great investigative report on this, but apparently a lot of these costume characters were really upset about the fact that illegal aliens were coming in and giving them competition for these jobs. So they're trying to band together and form these unions and get the city to force these illegal aliens to not come and, you know, give them competition. Turns out a lot of these people themselves are undocumented. So it's kind of...
So you've got the undocumented trying to stop the undocumented. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Leanne. Back to you in one.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solution. solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.